to show you how to set up an autoresponse. There are two places that you can use them. That's going to be lists and products. So if you're in a list, you'll see the autoresponse screen here. And then to create one, you're going to click Add an Autoresponse. Once you do that, it's going to take you into the next screen, and you're essentially setting up a broadcast that's automatically going to go out to the people who sign up for that list. So you're going to give them the subject that they see, and then you can also use the internal name, which is what you see. You can choose your template just like you can when creating a broadcast, and then it's going to ask you how many days after sign up do you want it to go out. So if you do 0 days, that means as soon as they sign up, the email is going to go out. Otherwise, you can control it however many days after that you want. Then you can go in and put in your body just like you can with any other broadcast. You will not have the option to, you now have the option to add a trigger if you want to the broadcast. So once this broadcast goes out, say you want to get a notification email letting you know that the broadcast went out, or you want to release a page in a space to them, anything like that. Once you've saved it, you can go in, click edit, and then you have that option now to add the trigger to it. So now you've got your broadcast set up. You can send yourself a preview of it. You can view the preview of it. You can duplicate it, delete it, copy the email body if you want to use it somewhere else. Basically, all of those kinds of settings that you already have when you're creating your broadcast. But you'll need to activate it. You can see now it's telling me it's not activated. So I would simply click activate. And now you'll see that when someone signs up for my list, if I go back over here to autoresponses, it says when 2 days after sign up, they're going to get this email. And then I can see statistics about it. I can edit it if I want to. I can also turn it off if I no longer want to use it. And it'll still stay there. The same thing is going to exist in products. So if we click over to products, click on the product that you want to add it to, go down to autoresponses, and you've got the same option here. Now, a couple things to note with autoresponders is that you are limited to the number of days after someone signs up. So you can't control what day that goes out on. You can't control the time that that email goes out. Anything like that. So if you wanted to do that, you will want to, instead of using an autoresponder, use an automation. And if you go into our help guide, you can watch a video on the difference between autoresponders and automations, and you can also learn how to go ahead and set up the automations if you wanted to do it that way. You'll also notice that if my autoresponders are turned on, that I do have a button up here to convert them over to an automation. So if you wanted to do that, you would be able to do so quickly without having to recreate all of those emails. The main difference for you, again, is gonna be because you now only have the option to send autoresponders based off of the number of days someone registers. Automations is gonna give you a lot more flexibility in the time that it gets sent, their time zone, what day of the week it's being sent, things like that. So that is something that you might want to look at if you are using autoresponses.